بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq of gathering here solely for His pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our coming here be beneficial to us. May it be a means of our najat in the akhirat. May Allah reward us for coming here. May Allah forgive us all our sins. We are weak. We all are trying to establish a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the dunya we have ta'alluq with a person. We have a bond with a person. We have a relationship with a person, we have a rishta with a person, we have relatives, we have friends. So we have a certain type of friendship or a bond. A child has a bond with his parents. Child has a bond with his mother, with his father, with his siblings. And a student has a bond with his teacher or with his ustad. A murid has with the sheikh, a husband with a wife. So in dunya we have people, all of us have some relationship with others. Sometimes the relationship is a weak one, not a very strong one. Sometimes the relationship is just casual. But other times, depending who the person is, the bond is stronger. A genuine loyal husband to his wife, a genuine faithful wife to the husband, who've got great muhabbat for one another, you'll find the husband goes all out to strengthen this bond. If you find that the wife will become displeased in any way, he'll go out of his way to please her. Why? Because he's maintaining this relationship, he's strengthening this relationship. He does not want this relationship to weaken in any way. So if he falters, if he errs, if he blunders, and the relationship is going to become weakened, then immediately he makes amends. He pacifies her, he buys her some gifts, takes her for a holiday, buys her a ring, buys her some jewelry, makes her happy, takes her to her parents' homes. Why? Because he does not want this bond to break. He does not want this relationship to sever. He wants it to become stronger and stronger. He has intimacy with his wife. He loves his wife. The wife loves her husband. She goes out of her way to please him. She will cook the best food for him. So this is dunya. In dunya we have a person who has done some favor for us. We always keep that in mind. And whenever we have an opportunity, we will always go all out of our way. We go out of our way to make sure that we see to that person's comfort. We will respect him. Comes to the masjid, we go all out of our way to go and see him, to make salam to him. Why this person benefited me in some way? He helped me one day when I was in a problem. So there is a type of relationship with him. And now you strengthen the relationship with that person. These are all relationships of this world. The real relationship a banda, a mu'min has is with his Allah. If the husband is afraid that the relationship with his wife does not become weak, it does not break, how much more important it is then that our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not weaken. And we have to make sure that we maintain this relationship, we make it stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not be a casual one. Like how we have some people, we have a casual relationship with that person. If you meet him, you meet him. Don't meet him, there's no problem. After some months you see him, make salam, how are you? Finish. That should not be our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To strengthen the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to accomplish all the fara'id, all those things that Allah has made compulsory upon us. Refrain from all those things that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also engage in all those nafil acts and deeds that will make us become closer and closer and closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the hadith, the Qudsi, it is mentioned that when a person, after fulfilling the faraid, he then does nafil deeds. He continues to do nafil until Allah Ta'ala begins to love him. So if you want the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the foundation is the faraid. But if Allah has made farz upon us to do that first, and immediately after that, we strengthen this foundation by doing nafil acts. How often we find ourselves, we see it's only nafil. It's optional. We don't have to do it. We don't have to read tahajjud. We don't have to read chash and ishraq. Don't have to give some sadqa. This is on account of the fact that then our relationship with Allah is a weak one. It's a casual one. May Allah Ta'ala give us a strong bond with Allah Rabbul Izzat. The stronger the bond with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then ghairullah, everything besides Allah comes out of our heart. And this we find in the lives of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. In the life of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see so many examples. In the lives of Sahaba, where the man, the Sahabi, he is so absorbed in his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he actually becomes oblivious of his surroundings. His mind is gone. And somebody is so soaked in ibadat. The person is gone for Umrah, is gone for Hajj. And alhamdulillah, he has prepared himself well, mentally, spiritually, and he's making tawaf of the Kaaba. At that time, his gaze does not fall on anything else. His mind is only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's gone in a different alam, as we see, different world. If somebody comes in front of him, could be his best friend also, he might not even recognize him. Why? His mind is gone. His mind is attached with Allah Rabbul Izzat. His heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes oblivious of everybody else. So then when a person makes sajda, when he says Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, he's gone in a different world. Why? Because his bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong one. It's not a weak one, it's a casual one. Just go up and down, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, they just finish and we go out. No. But when he is reading salah, when he bends down, he bows down, he goes down in ruku, he knows that he's bowing down in front of his master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gains some pleasure, some serenity, some ecstasy, he feels so happy that he's bowing down before his benefactor, his true benefactor, before his master. And he has ways to go into sajda, because he is the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most closest position a mu'min is to Allah Rabbul Izzat is when he is in sajda. And therefore we have to make dhikrullah. Dhikr, take the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, wash away Allah, the sins of our heart, and recharge and strengthen this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me tawfiq first and all of us to have a strong bond, and may this bond increase and be strengthened every single day of our life till we become the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we leave this world gaining the sweetness of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beside the Sharif. Again, we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mind should be on Allah Rabbul Izzat. More dhyan, concentration to the best of our ability. We don't have to ponder and meditate too strongly also. To the best of our ability. La ilaha illallah simply means there is no deity worthy of being worshipped beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashayikh say when we say la ilaha, then we are taking out from the heart every false deity from our heart. The love of the world, the haram pleasures that we have, that woman that has come into our life, which is an illicit relationship, or that man, whatever it is, the pride, the anger, the jealousy, the filth that has accumulated in our hearts, we say la to it. La means no. We're removing it. Illallah. We fill our hearts only with Allah, the greatness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحيم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي خير وارحمه أنت خير الراحمين. يا الله ما لي قناعك ما فرما ما لي خطاك ما فرما. يا الله أنتم زوري ضعيفة يا الله بيويك ما الله. يا الله help us من الله. يا الله help us give us correct عقيدة يقين يثاب من الله. remove from our hearts كفر and شرك and نفاق من الله. يا الله make us become righteous and pious من الله. give us that bond and تعلق المعية with you من الله. يا الله become ours من الله. يا الله become ours من الله. make us yours من الله. يا الله wash and purify our hearts يا الله. يا الله cleanse and purify our hearts يا الله. اللهم اريد دلوك مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا يا الله. يا الله bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat يا الله. grant all of us عافية سلامتي حفاظة عزة أمن جين سكون راحة protection your معرفة your قرب. give us the sweetness of iman. give us تقوى. give us خشية يا الله. give us happiness يا الله. give us happiness in our lives يا الله. give us بركات يا الله. give us prosperity يا الله. يا الله remove our difficulties يا الله. remove all our مشاكل يا الله. our problems يا الله. whatever the مصيبات may be يا الله. يا الله give us good health يا الله. those who are sick and ailing give them complete شفاء يا الله. all the مرحومين give them جنة وفردوس. grant the family صبر جميل يا الله. يا الله جهاب المسلمان پریشان هو پریشان دور فرما. يا الله help the امة of رسول پاک صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله give us هداية يا الله. يا الله كيف السكسس الدنيا قبر الآخرة يا الله. يا الله all those who requested duas يا الله so many have asked يا الله requested duas يا الله answer all the jais murad especially our brothers who are here tonight and those listening at home over the receiver يا الله our mothers and sisters يا الله they've raised their hands يا الله fulfill all the حاجات and needs يا الله يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات. يا الله give us a good موت موت المدينة الشريف بريل الجنة البقيع كرانة الشفاعة فصل باق صلى الله عليه وسلم بعوض كثر وقف ميز مبارك يا الله. يا الله make us in the جنة without any حساب كتاب. protect us from the عذاب of قبر عذاب of جهنم from every big and small fitna especially the fitnas of دجال. يا الله يا الله protect our children يا الله protect our ذرية and progeny يا الله. يا الله make them become the coolness of our eyes يا الله make them excellent كفار علماء صرحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين ما الله. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يا الله give us حلال طيب روزي ما الله. make our sustenance become easy for us. give us حلال طيب make us use it in the correct ways ما الله. يا الله protect us from حرام يا الله protect us from all type of حرام ما الله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.